3-4. Well, children, here it is Saturday afternoon, February 22nd, what used to be Washington's birthday. And grandmother and I are sitting in the house here watching the world go by. We've had our lunch, and really nothing to be said about this type of day. It's overcast and raw, and 30 above. Very, very windy. Managed to get a letter off to Danny this morning with a couple of newspaper clippings in answer to the letter he sent us the other day. Certainly appreciated it. We are sitting here awaiting the arrival of the gentleman from Iowa who called the other evening and asked if he could come up Saturday and bring a truckload of odds and ends along to store. I suppose they'll be making several trips before they eventually move in. And with a 400-mile trip ahead of him when he left this morning, it could be a little later today before he arrives. Last time he came up, when they came over with Carl to buy, they arrived here around 1:30, quarter of 2. But I imagine with the load on the truck, it might be a little bit slower for him unless he got an earlier start. Had a little freezing precip yesterday afternoon late. That may have affected driving a bit for him too if the roads were glazed over. We got up fairly early this morning. I know I was completely shaved and breakfast started by 8 o'clock. We had a few slices of ham fried, some fresh homemade bread from Mother, and a dish of fresh raspberries out of Mother's garden supply in the freezer, orange juice, lots of hot coffee, and then while Mother did a little primping up herself, I went down and checked the buildings.